Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to the Bleep Bloop podcast. First and foremost, if you didn't know, it's a brand new year. So let's get right into this, shall we? Everybody, I want to say thank you for tuning in. I am your host, Johnny B. This is the Bleep Bloop podcast. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to say thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. I enjoy doing this podcast because I enjoy gaming. And one thing I enjoyed as a gamer was sharing conversations with friends about games. So what better way to do a podcast than to talk about some of those topics, some of those things that we think about, those water cooler conversations, as I like to call them. We won't talk so much about the headlines or reviews. If you do want to check out reviews, you can always go to my website, bleepbloopodcast.wordpress.com, and on my blog, I do reviews. You can also go to medium.com, Bleep Bloop. I have some articles on there. I have a published review I did about the Callisto Protocol. High on Life is my next review that'll be coming up shortly. Now, where can you find the Bleep Bloop podcast? Well, I already told you one place. That is my website, bleepbloopodcast.wordpress.com. You can also check me out on social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can also check out videos there. I've got some announcements coming up, so I won't dive too deep into that. But the primary places are the ones that I already listed. Just look up Bleep Bloop Podcast or Bleep Bloop Pod, and you'll be able to find it. On Twitter specifically, you can find all the links. So, those announcements, what are we talking about? Well, it being the top of the year, I wanted to take this podcast to the next level. One of the ways that we're going to do that is by launching our Patreon. The Patreon will accompany the Bleep Bloop podcast. The Bleep Bloop podcast will be free, hands down, regardless. But if you pay $5 a month, there will only be one subscription tier. You will get early access to the podcast. You will also get exclusive content that will include bonus episodes. You might also get behind the scenes content. You may get some sneak peeks of some videos. You'll get an exclusive role in the second announcement, which is the Discord community. That's right, we're launching a Discord community. It's already been in the works, been fine-tuning everything. All of this stuff will be launched at the same time. But if you are a patron, you will get an exclusive patron role in the Discord. You'll also get some patron-exclusive channels, which I'll dive into deeper across social media and primarily on my website. There'll be a blog post that'll cover all of this in detail. Okay. And the last announcement is, as I was talking about the YouTube, I am strategizing some tweaks, not too many changes. Okay. Because I like to talk about indie games on there, more specifically Metroidvanias and platformers, but I am going to be providing a very specific series of videos that are relative to the Bleep Bloop podcast. Okay. So those are most of the announcements right now. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of the episode, which is the topic. So what is the topic that we are starting 2023 on? That is a great question. Do game scores matter? Now, I did a podcast episode similar to this before. It was, do are reviewers stealing the fun? And I think they kind of go hand in hand. And I basically said, no, they weren't stealing the fun. And I feel the same way with game scores. But do game scores matter? And I think this is a two-sided question. But let's answer it from the basic gamer, the basic consumer. I would say no. The same answer I had to, are reviewers stealing the fun? No, because me as a gamer, if I want to play something, I might check out a review or two. I might see what people are saying about it. I might watch some gameplay, but ultimately it's up to me on whether or not I want to play it. And most times that's what I've done. I've played something, and then I formulated my own opinion after that. But the reason I said this is a two-sided question is because you have the consumer side and you have the industry side. So the consumer side is looking at the reviews from the standpoint, looking at the scores from the standpoint of, is this game good or not? And what makes it good or not? Those things determine most people's decision on whether or not they're going to play something. But on the industry side, you have a lot of gaming media that it is their job to provide that score. Now, I feel like even in that regard, it's still, it matters, but it doesn't matter. I'll start with why it doesn't matter from the industry side. It doesn't matter if the score is primarily based off of an opinion. You may play something as a reviewer and you may already have a bias. You may have an unconscious bias to this game. It might not be a genre that you play. It might be from a developer or a publisher you're not a big fan of. You might have already heard things that have already started to contribute to that bias. So when you play the game, it further provides the quote data unquote that you need to confirm that bias, hence the confirmation bias. Did I like this game? Did I not like this game? Now, for some people, that could be argued, well, if it confirms that it's a great game, well, that's a good thing. Sure. But for some, if it confirms that it's a, quote, bad game, unquote, that might not necessarily be a good thing because that bias is subjective. So that's why I say if it's from a biased perspective, it makes it hard for me, a consumer, to accept the validity of that score. Now, if a gaming media slash publication delivers a review and it's unbiased, it provides good points and bad points, then I am all for it. I absolutely feel like that score matters because they are providing the information that is essential to a consumer to make an informed decision, right? Additionally, let's go back though. Let's back up a little bit to why the review wouldn't matter or the score wouldn't matter. Because sometimes, and this is what I feel like prior to a game being released, a lot of reviewers walk a very thin line in not identifying their dislikes, not identifying what the problems are. Now, that could be part of an NDA that says you cannot make a statement that is good or bad prior to the game releasing. Because why? Because it would affect sales, right? But I also think that reviewers sometimes... Hey, real quick, this is your guy, Johnny B. I want to say, if you love the podcast and you want more of it, you want more exclusive content, then stay tuned because in the coming weeks, we are launching the Patreon for the Bleep Bloop podcast. That's right, for only $5 a month, you'll be able to get exclusive content such as behind the scenes, bonus episodes, early access to content, and if you're a part of the Discord community already, you'll get an exclusive patron role and patron exclusive channels that only paying patrons like yourself will have access to. All right, so that's the Patreon for the Bleep Bloop podcast. Follow us on the social media for more details coming soon. Also, do this because they don't want it to affect them getting a free game, right? Like, they're never going to say this game was absolutely appalling. Now, there are some reviewers. Now, when I say they, that is very, that is only in relation to a small percentage of reviewers. That is not classifying all reviewers, okay? But there's a small percentage that I feel like do that. I gotta hold on to my access to getting this content so I can still create my content. So I'm not gonna say anything one way or another. And again, there may be that NDA in place as a reason why prior to a game's release. And I believe that's why they got the embargoes, right? So they just say, hey, there's a review coming out. You'll get what our thoughts are on it at that point. Boom. So I don't think it's entirely a bad thing, but I think if you couple that with that small percentage with the biased perspective, a lot of times that score, I just feel like doesn't have the validity it should have. I feel like the validity comes from a reviewer that says, hey, yeah, I got the game code given to me and I played it, but I went and bought the game because I wanted to buy the game. So I paid for it and I can give you an unbiased opinion. Companies that do that, I think they're great. I think that they are the ones that set themselves apart. They provide the validity in those scores. Now, with all that being said, let's talk about why game scores matter. Because from those publications, from those media outlets, where there is the validity in those reviews, in those scores, they lend themselves to things like the staple event of the industry, the Game Awards. What is the best game of the year? These valid publications submit their nominees, submit their votes. You know, there's all the reasons as to why their outlets have the evidence and the data to support those decisions. And then boom, those nominees are presented, those winners are presented, and the industry walks away feeling like there was a valid contribution to the industry as a whole. So that's why the game scores to me matter, because to do that job, you have to be able to provide an unbiased perspective with quantifiable data. And if you can't do that, then that doesn't provide any relevancy to this industry. You know, it's just a bunch of people creating sometimes well-informed perspectives, sometimes partially informed perspectives, sometimes ill-informed perspectives. And that doesn't do anything. That doesn't provide any credibility to not only the industry, but to developers, to media outlets. And you don't see that when you see things like the movie industry, the music industry. But I do want to also say that as time goes on, this goes back to that whole perspective of publications that give you a review that sways one way or another can sometimes be looked at as, well, who are the contributors to that publication? Who's on the board of directors? Are these people on the board of directors of these big publishing houses? So could that sway what is said about this game or not? Because what is said or not affects sales. If it affects sales in a positive way, then absolutely we want you to keep saying positive things. But if it says things in a negative light, no, we're not going to give you any more of any access to our content so you can affect our sales. So you see, so I feel like for publications, it's a very slippery slope, but the best publications, I think that's why also what helps is having freelance contributors conduct these reviews and you know, those that have an abundance of reviews under their belt, because they are able to stick to the criteria to establish good data, which determines a score. Now, let's talk about scores, too. Sometimes they might be conducted by one individual. Sometimes they might be conducted by a panel, and they take the average. So I think when you see a game that you'd be like, man, I would have assumed it got higher, considering that when I played it, I didn't see these things that bad. Maybe on a panel of reviewers, there were two scores that were a 9, a score that was a 7, and a score that was a 5. You know, that average is going to bring that score down, right? But at the same time, you have reviewers that that are just a one-person show, and they're just going to put in what they thought of it, and that's the score that you're going to walk away with. So I think in that sense, I go back to the consumer perspective. In that sense, as a consumer, I'm not going to put a lot of weight behind these scores. Now, where scores absolutely can determine, are relevant, are in a technical aspect. For example, we all know the story of Cyberpunk. When Cyberpunk was getting ready to come out, there were some initial reviews that were coming out that were like, hey, it's kind of hard to tell what this game is going to do. Hopefully it is good. And then the game dropped and they're like, yo, we didn't even get any console review discs, and now we know why, or review copies, because it was so bad when playing it that it was obvious why they didn't get it. But that those discrepancies, those technical deficiencies, caused that game to just not just get the like a low score, because it did not live up to the expectations from a technical standpoint. So from that sense, that's when scores also are important, because as a reviewer, I would assume that you want to identify those things. Like, yo, this game was good. It has a great story, but these technical issues impeded gameplay so much that it took away from the positive user experience. And anybody that knows anything about user experience knows you want to create a positive experience. So, in closing, I would say, do game scores matter? If we're only talking about from a consumer perspective, yes. Or no, game scores don't matter. You take it for what you want. If you want to be the person that bases your whole gaming experience off of game scores, then yes, they matter to you. But to the majority, I would say no. If you want to play something, play it. If you don't want to play it, don't play it. From the industry side of it, I think there are many variables, but from an unbiased, from a good publication, from a good media outlet, they do matter. They can matter. They should matter. But if you are going in there ill-informed, very opinionated, already having a bias, then no, I don't think your score matters. And I really think that the industry should do a better job of assessing who reviews games. But I will leave you with that. I would love to know what you think. So on your podcast platforms, there should be an area where you can leave a review. Let me know what your thoughts are on this episode. Let me know what you liked about the episode. Be sure to go to the Bleep Bloop, or go to bleepbloop.podcast.wordpress.com. Lock it in, bookmark it as one of your favorite gaming sites so you can check out all the latest and greatest. And follow me on social media at Bleep Bloop Pod, Bleep Bloop Podcast, depending on what platform. And until the next episode, y'all, like I always say, peace.